Reading from Grace Lace, page 111. Everything. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. 2 Peter 1:3. There is nothing better than starting a recipe with all the ingredients prepped and every utensil you need at the ready. It's a hallelujah moment at our house when I'm not scrambling in the kitchen for a spatula while the pot stickers are sticking to the pan or digging to find the little jar of fennel that I know I have tucked away in the back of the pantry. Being equipped with everything I need is empowering, but most days I don't feel that way in my kitchen or in my life. I struggle to believe that I have what it takes to be who God has called me to be. A wife, a mom, a daughter, a sister, a writer, a businesswoman, a friend. I look at my toolbox and I notice what's missing. Patience, follow-through, kindness, organization, wisdom, self-discipline, and more. Looking at my good intentions and my best efforts, I often believe I could live out my calling if I could just get past a certain threshold, a certain point of arrival. That woman who's arrived looking caught up, that woman who knows her Bible, that woman who speaks sweetly to her children, that woman who responds to hurts and trials with good faith. But when that woman doesn't look like me, I feel unfit, under-equipped, and often overwhelmed. Maybe you do too? Perspective instead of formula. We long for a crash course on how to rise to our calling, but the Apostle Peter gives us a perspective instead of a formula. His, God's, divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. 2 Peter 1:3. Everything we need. We are skeptical as we go down our list of missing tools, but here's the perspective. God gives us everything we need because God gives us Himself. We have infinite resources in Christ because of transformation through His Word never ceases. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, doesn't appear overnight, but takes shape day by day. And the truth is, we have everything we need to live in unto Him who called us to Himself if we have Christ. Colossians 2:10 tells us that we are complete in Him. In Him. How reassuring to know where completeness is found. You may not feel like you're enough, but Christ certainly is. If the saying is true that God's callings are His enablings, then we are fully supplied this day. Diving deeper, Psalms. No S, just Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. 2 Corinthians. Ironically within us, Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. 2 Timothy. Second Timothy 1:9. God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of His purpose and grace, which He gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. Does your perspective reveal a biblical view of God's resources? All right, reading again. Stay with me here. Everything. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. 2 Peter 1:3. There's nothing better than starting a recipe with all the ingredients prepped and every utensil you need it ready. It's a hallelujah moment at our house when I'm not scrambling around in the kitchen for a spatula while the pot stickers are sticking to the pan or digging in to find the little jar of fennel that I know I have tucked away in the back of the pantry. Being equipped with everything I need is empowering, but most days I don't feel that way in my kitchen or in my life, and I struggle to believe I have what it takes to be who God has called me to be. Okay, I want to stop here. And I want to talk about perspective, because what's happening here is kind of weird to me. Sure, there's nothing better than starting a recipe with all the ingredients prepped and every utensil you need at ready. This is an attitude, though. If you want to start a recipe with your ingredients prepped, then prep your ingredients. If you want your utensils to be at ready, then wash them, start in a clean kitchen. I've seen people who don't do this, but if that's what you want, then take the physical necessary steps to do it. This is not rocket science. More and more, it's not a spiritual thing either. It's just a little change of habit. Most ways, she doesn't feel equipped or empowered in her life or in her kitchen. She struggles to believe she has what it takes to be who God has called her to be, a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, a writer, a businesswoman, and a friend. She looks in her toolbox and notices what's missing. So let's stop here. The word repent means to turn, and we're called to share and repent with one another, because this is an opportunity for us to turn our friends. And I would like to turn this woman. I would like to turn the author and say, hold on a minute. Look at the chaos of your kitchen and start being grateful for everything that's there. Change your focus from the fact that you didn't prep to the fact that you have an amazing kitchen in America with running water. You have beautiful countertops. You have all the utensils you do need, even if they are dirty. Gratitude changes everything. And by turning our focus from what we don't have to what we do have and realizing the abundance and the magnificence that's there, it is incredibly empowering. She's struggling to believe she has what it takes to be who God has called her to be, but realize that you do, because God is the one in charge. You're a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, a writer, a businesswoman, a friend. Look in your toolbox and start noticing what you do have. She notices what's missing. And this is the comparison trap, and this is why you need to turn around. She notices she's missing patience and follow-through and kindness and organization and wisdom and self-discipline and more. And looking at my good intentions and my best efforts, I often feel like I could live out my calling if I could just get past a certain point of arrival. I see that woman who's arrived and looks caught up. Yeah, she probably had 8 cups of coffee. I look at the woman who knows her Bible. Yeah, I know my Bible. That's because every time I got in trouble as a kid, my parents would make me write out passages of scripture repeatedly. The woman who speaks sweetly to her children. Yeah, that was me once too. I had laryngitis. I would have been yelling at them otherwise. The woman who responds to hurts and trials with great faith. Well, a lot of times, after you've been hurt a few times, you learn. There's no point in trying. God's got it. Let it go. And I'm very proud of you if you started singing Elsa's song, Let It Go, just now. All right. But when that woman doesn't look like me, I feel unfit, under-equipped, and often overwhelmed. It's because you're playing the stupid game of comparison. Stop it. Turn around. Start being grateful. And seriously, I do mean this. Stop comparing. It's retarded. Perspective instead of formula. We long for a crash course on how to rise to our calling, but the Apostle Peter gives us perspective instead of a formula. He says, God's divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and His goodness. Everything we need. We're skeptical as we go down our list of missing tools, but here's the perspective. God gives us everything we need because God gives us Himself. All right, stopping again. Have you ever sat down and really said, okay, the Bible is more true than what I believe. What I believe is probably false because the Bible is way smarter than me. So when we read that His divine power has given me everything I need for a godly life, instead of looking at this with skepticism, how about we start making lists of, okay, God is giving me everything I need. What do I have? Look at that. I do have all these things. When we look at the kitchen scenario from before, it simply was dirty in the sink, but she had everything she needed. She had the stove, and it worked. She has running water and it works. She has the utensils, she has the supplies, or she has the ability to hop in the car with all of those kids, go to the grocery store and buy what she needs because the money is in the bank account too. She literally has all that she needs. Quit her whining. We need to change our perspective and realize that what he says is true. He says, we have everything we need. I have everything I need. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who's called us by his own glory and goodness. God gives us everything we need because God gave himself. We have infinite resources in Christ. Literally, you can't use all of them ever. Infinite resources in Christ because transformation through his word never ceases. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. They're like muscles. The Holy Spirit is inside of us. As believers, we were given the Holy Spirit to guide us, which means it's not just the fruit of the Spirit in us, it is the Holy Spirit in us, and the Holy Spirit is God. So God is love, and God is in us. God is joy, and God is in us, which means love is in you. Joy is in you. Peace is in you. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's in you. It's like the kitchen scenario. It's already there. I once heard it described as a muscle. You can let muscles atrophy, but that doesn't change the fact that you're already equipped with muscles in your body. Just because you're not using them doesn't mean it isn't there. And frankly, I can't see most of my muscles. When I look at my hands, I've been told that there are muscles in my fingertips. I don't know the difference when I feel my fingers. What's the difference between a finger and a muscle within my fingertips? But I know it's there and I know it's true. And frankly, you don't have to convince me because I can move my fingers just fine. And here's the thing. The Holy Spirit is in you. So love is in you, joy is in you, peace is in you, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You don't have to feel it to know it's there. You already have it. We have everything we need to live in unto him, into him, who called us to himself when we have Christ. Colossians tells us we are complete in him. And the same way you already have muscles, you already have him, you already have everything you need. That kitchen she's complaining about because it was dirty, she had everything she needed. It was simply, she just needed to clean up a little first. And really, there's nothing wrong with taking a moment to clean up first. That really just sounds like bad habits and a wrong perspective. But we can even have good habits and good perspectives, and that's what girlfriends are for, to turn us around when we see things the wrong way. You may not feel like you're enough, but you are. Because Christ says you are, because he literally put everything you need inside of you. So the saying is true, God's callings are his enablings, and we are fully supplied this day.